How did the name April Wine come about?
I think they were sitting around a tavern one day and decided it would be a name that wouldn't really nail them down to any style of music or anything like that. It was a name they'd just like the sound of. I wasn't around at the time. That was the first April Wine.
Miles, maybe you can fill us in.
Well, David was buying, as I remember, and he came up with the name. And you can't argue with a guy that's buying. And the idea was that it didn't insinuate anything, which I really think worked to the detriment of the group, because it's better to have a name that really sounds rock and roll. And we've tried to change the name over the years, but you know, it's when you've got that foundation, it's hard to change, you know.
Do you regret having the name? Would you have liked to have had another name?
Oh, any other name probably, yeah.
Hey, you're listening to the first episode of Day by Day, April Wine. It all began in Nova Scotia in late 1969, when the Henman brothers, David and Richie, got together with their cousin Jim, who was originally in a band called Prism. Now, this is a different Canadian band called Prism, not the later band that featured Jim Vallance, among others. After a brief break to attend university, the trio of cousins reformed with a friend named Miles Goodwin, on lead vocals and guitar. Goodwin had previously played with Jim Henman in a group called The Termites. David Henman named the new band April Wine, just because the two words sounded good together. They realized that Halifax, in terms of operating a band, did not provide ample opportunities to play out or record, so they sent a demo tape to Aquarius Records in Montreal. Aquarius was managed by two guys named Terry Flood and Donald Tarleton, and they sent the band a rejection letter, but the band mistook it for an invitation. So in April 1970, April Wine traveled to Montreal, bringing along all of their instruments and $100 in cash. And somehow they persuaded Flood and Tarleton to sign them to a recording contract. They found an apartment they could crash at and booked themselves at a local comedy club, Café André. They spent the next 5 months touring Eastern Canada. They also found time to record, and Aquarius Records released their self-titled debut album in September of 1971, produced by Bill Hill. The record featured an ugly-ass pair of bare feet on the cover. The single from the album, Fast Train, actually became a top 40 hit in Canada, establishing Miles Goodwin as the main songwriter. It was at this point that bassist Jim Henman left the band to be replaced by Jim Clench. April Wine spent the majority of 1971 touring the college circuit in Canada, and 1972 was much of the same, although they began to play larger venues and opened for a few larger acts like Ike and Tina Turner, Jethro Tull, Badfinger, and Stevie Wonder. Alright, so let's take a listen to the debut self-titled album by April Wine that came out at the end of 1971, released by Aquarius Records. It was during the recording of the album that Miles Goodwin kind of took over as the frontman of the band, which probably had something to do with the subsequent departure of Jim Henman. The album opens with a weird, trippy, atmospheric song called Oceana, clocking in at almost 5 minutes. The song has a slightly corny, definitely 60s vibe. I suppose the mood that the song creates does fit the song title. It's kind of a drifting, floating feeling. It's not a bad song, but really kind of lacking in personality. And it shows, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
The second song on the album, Can't Find the Town, is a weird, mellow song with a flat vocal. Not great. See the previous comments about no personality. Song feels contrived, maybe even forced, and has that folky 60s vibe.
I'm writing this letter just for you. Eased my mind. There's really no cause for my morning sun to request. You name it's all over the place, but I can't find the town. You cried on your pillow the other night over me. I'm nothing to shed any tears about. No, not me. I've loved you many towns, many times. Your name, it's all over the place, but I can't find the town.
Third song on the album is the first single, which was a minor hit, Fast Train. Finally, some personality. This is a cool rock song. Opens with a mix of acoustic and clean guitars, then it kicks in. There's a big chorus. It's a simple song, but it's good. And at least this song sounds like a band that has some direction, and maybe it's a hint of things to come. Fourth song on the album, Listen Mister, kicks in with some heavy guitar, nice riffing, then transitions into a kind of country rock song, which is disappointing after the way the song begins. And then we get a guitar solo over bongos? Not great. The song ends up delivering a hippie Woodstock kind of vibe. There's another heavy part after the solo, but all in all, the song is kind of a mess.
Get it together before you lose. Pantheon podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out, because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once, new quick charge function, three customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Flipping the album over, side two opens with a song called Page 5, which is 6 minutes long. Once again, it kicks in with some heavier guitars, then gets mellow, even mellow dramatic. This is a strange song. Maybe they're trying too hard. Speaking of strange, this is shaping up to be a strange first album by April Wine. Up next is a song called Song for Mary, an acoustic ballad very much in the vein of, like, Tim Buckley. It's decent, but once again, the band can't decide what kind of a band they want to be.
Words that wish to rhyme, I will never write this song for tonight. We have stood alone, we have walked alone. Won't you help me write this song for her tonight? Help me write this song. Help me write this song. Help me write her song tonight.
Next song on the album, third song on side two, is called Wench. It's a very Cream-inspired song. Parts of it almost seem lifted from Sunshine of Your Love. Quite the contrast next to the previous song. And in the end, it's not very good. But it will be interesting to watch the band develop.
It's not hard to see no reason.
The final song on the album is a song called Time, a droning blues tune at first, then it gets kind of funky. There's a decent section with a harmony vocal accompaniment, then a guitar solo over some boogie guitar riffs. The song really doesn't have much to offer as far as my ears are concerned. Final verdict, the first album by April Wine is a schizophrenic hodgepodge of influences and not really a very good album at all. The best song is obviously Fast Train. There's really no song on the album that is awful or offensive, so nothing really stands out as the worst. It's all just kind of there. So that'll do it for the first episode of Day by Day April Wine. Listen tomorrow when we check out their second album, On Record. Right.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.